Okay, everybody said. Oh, we're talking this year. I think we'd have a minion business show. That's the Iker. Okay. Now, till now, the first three shiurim we've been discussing the issue of going into a church and all the different reasons why it's usur. And so today I'd like to talk more about, now the hanacha of that is that the church is a base of Avodah Zarah. Right? So that's the hanacha. Or if it wouldn't be a base of Avodah Zarah, then it wouldn't be as simple. So the question is, you know, certain religions, Christianity, etc., are these Avodah Zarah? Because, say, people who do believe in God, and not just idol worshippers, they do believe in God, but what we call Shituf. In other words, they believe that there is God, but then there are other things that have powers and that you know, the holy something and the holy other thing, and I don't even say these things, you know, the ghosts and this and that, you know, so there's a very important pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. It says, Zavech l'Elohim yocharam, bilti l'Hashem levado. So, l'Elohim, Rashi teaches, l'avodas kochavim, somebody who is zavech to Avodah Zarah is yocharam yumas, bilti l'Hashem levado. Only supposed to use a veich to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's interesting that if you look at the smog, let's have a look at the smog here. So, Rabbi Weinberg, we use the smog. Even not in simplest term. So the first mitzvah of the smag, a mitzvah harishona, shalalos b'machshava sheishum eloka zulosi Hashem, that no one should think in his mind that there's any other God except the Ribono Shel Olam. Shenemar lo ye locha Elohim acherim al panoi. Mikan osro Torah hakiyum v'hashituf, aval pi shelo oven. In other words, it's not enough to say, I believe in God. You believe in God exclusively. You know? Exclusively. You can't say, I believe in God and I believe in the holy... No. You believe in God, bilti l'Hashem levado. Ain od b'lva, you know, nothing else. Bilti l'Hashem levado. Tani be mechilto l'fi shenemar lo sasa l'cha pesel osi kvar minayin shelo yikayim tal malon yelucha ve mikro yotze bidei pishuto loshen al panay dorish b'midrash k'pshuto sh'osu l'shate v'shem shamayim v'dover acher. Pesh del mitzvah sh'omesh Sham kol ha-mishatev shem shemayim v'davarach en nekar min ha-oilom. Shenemar bilti l'Hashem levado. So this is it. This is the first mitzvah. Is this idea of bilti l'Hashem levado. So basically the first mitzvah that the smag says is that there's an issur of shituf. That you can't, in other words, again, so anyone... Now the question is Shituf a separate Isser or is Shituf Avodah Zarah? That was, is that called Avodah Zarah? Pashas, you would say it's called Avodah Zarah. If you worshiping something besides God, so then your worship of God may, that's Hashem, but then you worship other things, that's, so we'll see. So there's a famous, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Kitanai, Achem Omrim. This is by the Eagle. Yeah, we have, I have the Pasuk here. Let's see the Pasuk on page 4 first. Sarum and Ham and Adecha Shetzivis and Sulham Egel Masecha, Peshtachavulova Isbukulova Imru, Ela Elohecha Israel, Asher Halucha, Meretz Mitzrayim. So that's what they said to the Egel. Asher Halucha. So the Gemara says that the Vav of Halucha, as Rabbi Berg pointed out, makes it plural. In other words, if it would have just said, Asher Ha'alcha, this is the God that brought you up without a Vav, so then that's Lashon Yachid. So that would imply that they're attributing the whole force, the whole Kedusha, just to the Egel. But now that it says Ha'alucha with a Vav, so, they're saying it's not only the Egel. It's Hashem Tug. Shalmolei vav shabalucha deschayv yushayim shal Yisrael kolaya. Because if they would have said Alcha without vav, so then they're showing that only the Egel has power. Halucha is Lashon Rabbi. So the Gemara says, but what do you? Amalor Reb Shimon Ben Yochai, lo kol mishtatif shem shemayim v'davar achen nekar min ha'olam. Words, what do you gain? The words, the pasuk on page 3 says that the eagle. They said to the eagle that the eagle took us out, and they put a halucha with a vav. So that's a lashon rabbi. So they're showing that it's not only the eagle, but Hashem too. And if they would have said Lashon Yachid, they would have really been in trouble. At least they gave credit to the Egel and Hashem. But if they would have, it's Lashon Saginor. Umole Vav Shabalucha is Chayv Yishayim Shal Yisrael Kloya. So Amal Rav Shem Ben Yorcha Yalog Kol Mishtatev Shem Shemayim Vidovracha Nekar Min Oilam Shenemar Bilti Lashem Levado El matalom lomar shehalucha sheivu elokus harbe. Rashi emolav shabalucha the halokafru bagadosh baruch hu gamri shay shutfus bedavar achem sheivu elokus harbe av lelokus acherim vikiblu aleihem. Yes, so he's saying that what? That first he's saying that it's good that it was Lashon Rabbim. So then Reb Shimon Ben Yochai says, but what do you gain? Your shutfus is also asur. Amal tol medloma asher halucha sheivu lelokus harbe. So Rashi says, "Afle lukus acherim v'kim kiblu aleihem." So what is he saying? That they mishtatev the egel with other. So he's saying that that it's not good. In other words, halucha just means The first opinion said, no, it's, maybe should shituf is not so bad. And he said, Hashalucha, so you save the day. And he says, no, shituf is just as bad. So what does it mean, Halucha? Halucha wasn't shituf anyway. Halucha just means they were mishtatev the eagle with other gods. In other words, they desired other gods and they accepted upon themselves these other gods. Right. So, no, I thought it meant they served the eagle plus other avodah zaras. Besides the eagle. Well, I thought what he's saying, correct me if I'm wrong, that maybe he's saying that wasn't, not that they believed in Hashem. They believed in the eagle. No, the first one was Halucha means they believed in Hashem and the Eagle. And the Achaim said, oh, that's a savior for them. So at least they... And Shimon ben Yochai says, what does that do for them? Right. So maybe he's saying that in Hanami, that his Taka was very bad. Halucha means that the eagle took them out and other gods took them out. That's what he's saying. But in other words, you put Shem Shemayim, you put Hashem with other gods, Josh is saying, so Yekamelo. But if you just speak about other gods, so at least you weren't Mavazah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wasn't involved in this particular. You're saying that what Josh is saying is no. Maybe they believe that Hashem exists, but in this particular thing. Mishtatev Shem Shemayim means that you're including him. Mishtatev means you're saying it's Hashem plus others. So he says, oh, that was a good thing. Then he said, no, but isn't Mishtatev a bad thing? So then he said, right. You're putting him with something else, so that's a bad thing. No, but at least what Josh is saying is at least you weren't mishtatev to put him in the same breath with. That's what you're saying. To say Hashem and this, you just, or if you, in other words, that. Right. So that. Okay, we're not saying any of these things are good, but we're saying it's at least what Josh is saying. It's not that you're mentioning. Okay. I think we've said. Okay, but clearly, there's an ister of shita for a yid, to believe in Hakadosh Baruch Hu and something else. That's a violation of Bilti Hashem Levado. It's Mishtatev Shem Shemayim V'Dorach and Nerkam in Olam. Okay. Now there's a famous Gemara here in Sanhedrin, Nun Zvavim Beis. The Gemara says, on page 5, but before we get to page 5, just take a look on page 6. Another pasuk in Mishpatim. All these pasukim are in Mishpatim. V'chol asher amarti aleichem tishameru v'shem elohim acherim lo saskiru lo yishom al picha. So Rashi in Chumash says, "Lo yisham al picha div shlo tasa shutvis im nochri, v'yishav alocha b'avodus kachovim shlo, nimse shatal gorim shiyaskir al yodcha." But if you have a shutvis with a guy, so whenever there's a shutvis, there's bound to be that somebody's not going to trust the other guy. Something's missing, so one guy's going to be choshed the other guy that he stole, so he's going to have to swear to show that he didn't steal. And then he's going to swear in his God. So he says that Chol Asher Amarti Aleichem Tishameru Shem Elohim Acherim Lo Saskiru Lo Yishom Al Picha. That you shouldn't be goyrim a shvua to Avodah Zarah. And that's what the Gemara says here in Sanhedrin, some Gimel Amud Beis. So you don't have a shutvus with a goy. You have a shutvus with a yid. You caused that. That's like a certain level of Chil Hashem. That somebody's making such a statement that I'm Nishba be whatever. So let's see the Gemara in Samach Gimel on the base, page 7. Shmo also Lodom Shiyasha Shutfus im Ha'akum Shem Yischav Lo Shvua V'Nishba Bevorot Kachav Mishalo Atar Omra Lo Yishom Al Picha. And Tosis says, "Amar Rav Shmuel Kol Shekin Shul Shmuel Atzma Dein Lekabel Himen." So then he goes on. Don't pray Karmit to himself as a Vadazara. The Malvel Peh Ifraim Himenum Neishu Kimat Zil Miyadam. The Hashin and Dilma Ozil Moda Avakav the Hashem. That people are together with Goyim, or Goyim are swearing to them. And the Jews are causing it through their relationship with the Goyim. So how's that? So he says, well, they're doing it b'shituf. Oh, but still, that should be aser. So Tosis has his famous words, "The b'nei Noach lo hus haru al kach." The b'nei Noach were not husar on shituf. So someone will learn. There's a big question: how do you learn this line in the Tosis? Well, simple way you could learn. There are two ways of learning. One way to learn is to say that even though we said before that shituv is aser, maybe that's only for yid. Yid has to believe that's the first mitzvah of the smad, bilti l'ashem levado. That you only have to only believe in Hashem. Bilti l'ashem levado. But maybe a goy, even though he's muzer, one of the Zayin mitzvahs is avodah zarah, but maybe that's only if he only worships avodah zarah. But if he prays to God and the holy this and the holy that, so he's doing shituf. Maybe they're not huzer al kach. Maybe part of the avodah zarah of is not the same of our avodah zarah. We have a different standard of avodah zarah. We hold that even if you believe Hashem, but if it's anything with Hashem that's already shituf, that's no good. It's no good. But but the other thing, but for a guy, maybe as long as he doesn't worship idols alone, and he believes Hashem also, then you don't call him an Oved Avodah Zarah. So that's how someone will learn pshat in this Taisus. This is what the Marsha says here, on page 8. Hashem says also lo adam lifnei iver leker de bnei noch mus hor al kach rasalomer da Yisrael in over al lifnei iver came to bnei noch mus hor al hashituf. But you know who's on the sheet of? Oh, now take a look in Rus. So the famous psukim in Rus that we just laid. And those that learn just learn Geirus, learning Geirus. Right? So it says, "Batomer Rus Al Tifki Vi Lozvech Hashuv Meichrayach Ki Al Asher Telchi Eilech Asher Telini Alina Mechamim Al Chayach Al Koy Asher Tamusish Sham Omus Sham Ekover Koy Yaseh Hashem Liv Koy Yosiv Ki Amavis Beiniu Beinech." Right, so the Gemara has the famous sugya there in Yevamos on page 12 on Mem Zayin Amud Beis. So this is Ruth telling her to the Jews are also become Shabbos. So she says she's metabel. They said to her, "Your Jews are also be yichud." Asher talini alin. Mafkedin and Sheshmias, Yudim and Mitzvahs, and Mechami. Also, on a Vodat Kachavim, Elokai Chalokai. Right, so that's the. So the riff of the Ein Yaakov. That's not the same riff. Nothing to do with the riff Rav Alfasi. This is Rav Yoshio Pinto, right? It's not the. So he has the Kasha. What does he mean she's Makabal of Orzara? But that's one of the Zayin mitzvahs anyway. So what's. What are you saying? You have to be Makabal not to worship of Orzara, but. Right? It's part of the Zayin Mitzvahs. Even on Sagoy, you couldn't do it. Also, on Vodazor, 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 Kim shomer la maskedina na tarik mitzvos. Amar mechami matzor chod lomer la asil la nevar zar. So he says, Shem afil kaim nevar zar al menashe lo la avda amar lo da asil la nevar zar. Whereas maybe means that for a guy it might only be an issur to worship an idol, but to own an idol maybe it's not a problem. For us, we have more chumras. We can't even own an idol. So if you look at the Torah Tamima, on page 10, he deals with this question that they ask. So it's the Marsha, the Rif. So he says, if you assume that a goyim is not mitzuvah and shituf, so then that's what they're mekabel. They're mekabel bilti l'Hashem levado. It's a whole different type of thing. Till now, they can't worship Avodah Zarah, but as long as they're worshiping HaKadosh Baruch Hu with other things, that's okay for them. And comes the Kabbalah now, no, Elokai, that it has to be built in Hashem Levada. That's the Fiza Mikarayla Poskim, the Ben Nochein Mitzuv El Shituf. Okay, that's how he says this teretz. So that's one approach. One approach. However, and that's, you see in the Ramah quotes this as well. Ramah on Shulchan Aruch on page 14. It says, the last two lines in the Mechaber first. In other words, he says, "Here's the whole chos say the maso matan." Let's vizar milishtatef imaakum, sheim iskavel l'shvua, or mishem lo yishom al picha. He says, "V'yish mekilim asiyah shutzus imaakum uzman hazeh, mishum she'ein haakum uzman hazeh nishboim v'od shalilim." Some say, "Uzman hazeh, the goyim aren't really nishba with a avodah zara." Tavchad v'as. They really mean Hashem. So that's that Tosis. That Musar on Shituf. And therefore, there's nothing wrong with gingorim them to take a shvua mishituf because they're not nishba, they're not musar shituf. Whereas, if you look at the Rambam, Perek Yud Aleph Hilchas Shvuos Halacha Beis on page 16. Says also lishava medaver ache im shemo. From shtativ dover ache im shem hakadosh baruch hu b'shvur nekam in olam. Shein shem from yisheroi lachlo kachavish in shemay b'shmo ala echad baruch hu. So it's a separate thing that you never let be nishba with anything else with Hashem's name. That's for Yisrael. For Goyim, so maybe it's not for Goyim. So till now we've been understanding Pshat that they can even worship b'shituf. So kal v'chomer, they could also be nishma b'shituf. They could even do a ma'isa avoda to b'shituf. Okay. Now there's a famous tshuva of the Noda Bihuda. The famous tshuva of the Noda Bihuda. I'll take your question in a second, okay? So what was the old tshuva mi bet ha-mechaber? Oh. Al da she'ilosu be'echad she'nishma le'psula achas she'ikach oso. He says he's going to get engaged to her. He promises her, I'm going to marry you. And he's nishma. V'shaluyasa his kashrus imacheres. And he's not going to get involved with any other girl, any other woman. V'yam nasa be'neim k'sivas rashi prokim. Vechazman halacha isha zev also his kashrutz imacheres al yedei shliach b'koach v'hasham. And so then he violated what he said. He went ahead and he got engaged to another girl with a cherim and a knas, meaning if I break it off, you know, there'll be a cherim, a knas. V'atasha ol maloso im yesh mamash bizkashrus hashnia shenas ol yedei shliach kem v'shenishma b'kodim shalos kashrim acheres. It was maybe the second thing is not chal, ain't shliach l'dvar avera. He did all yidei shliach. So do we say that it's chal, it's not chal, the second commitment? So then he quotes the Gemara in Bava Metzia about Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. So then they would start the whole sugya. So you know what the Noda Bihuda says? This is a classic line from the Noda Bihuda. Look, take a look. On the left side, v'hinei. Kev shir isi shadin hazeh ein lo shaychus l'pilpulo shal maloso. He wrote me a whole pilpul, and really has nothing to do with anything. Ein shliach l'dvar v'era. L'chach lo yanti b'dvar maloso. I don't have time. Ki ani torud ma'od b'tir da atzuma tir da satalmidim. He says, I'm busy with the talmidim. V'tirdas hara ha'ola al kulam. And I'm busy paskening shilas. So I don't have time to read your pilpul. Amnam l'chvodo, but in your honor, samti ani b'havara ba'alma. He says, I skimmed it. I don't have really time to look at it. I skimmed what you had to say. B'hashkav rishon r'isi ma'shehevi ma'loso b'shem shachah ha'aratzol ha'am. Mokhiya kidas harama, the pasuk ravina dechel shliach lav bar chiyuva, yesh shliach dvar avera. Says maybe if the shliach is not a bar chiyuva, so then that's the opinion of Ravina. Ravina says that if the shliach is a lav bar chiyuva, so then he's not mechuyev. So then the shliach could be good. Because he's not mechuyev in this avera, so then there's nothing wrong with the shlichus. So he wants to bring that was Ravina Shita in Bava Metzia. So he wants to bring a raya from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Let's see on page 19. Take a look. It says in the Gimel of Beis, Ki Hado Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Israel Shazokov Levena Lishtachavosla. A Israel, he took a brick and he propped it up. He erected it to, in order to summon to bow down to it. Uba over Kachovim Shtachavala. And the guy bowed down to it. Whereas the Jew was going to bow down to it, but he didn't. And then the guy did it. So if the Jew would do it, it's his own. So you can ask your own things, but you can't ask for someone else's things. So here, the Jew was his own kifit to bow down, but he never ended up bowing down. And then the guy bowed down. Asra. Why? Because since he shows that he's nichale, that this should be worshipped, so then even if someone else came and worshipped it, once he's megaladas, that's not a problem of eino demos sedov shein shalom. And what's his raya? I'm Rabbanan Kitchila Shal Eretz Yisrael. I'm Rachman of Ashareim Tisrufun Be'esh. When they came into Eretz Yisrael, it says they have to burn the Asheris trees. Michti Yerushah Hilehem Be'avoseim. Understand, we have Eretz Yisrael from the Avos. So now that the seven nations worshiping, that's much later, but it's Eretz Yisrael is ours. So who says it became also? Ein Adam Oser Dov Hashem Shalom. Ein Adam Oser Dov Hashem Shalom. So the Gemara says, Vim Shem Hanach Da Mikar Bitul Ba'al Masagil Hu Ela Midapalchi Yisrael Egel. Once Klal Yisrael worshipped the Egel, then it's Megala Das that they were Nichale, and then when every Megala Das is Nichale, then we don't say Ein Adam Oser Dov Hashem Shalom. So once they serve, worship the eagle, so then they were megaladas nichle. So then the goyim who were there in Israel at that time can answer, because we megaladas. Just like if you zokef levena to bow down, and someone else bows down, and b'tachlu Israel the eagle galud adatayu de nichlehu b'varis kachavim. Also, over the kachavim shlichuso ditu avdi. So it's like, because if you're nichale and then someone does it, it's as if he's your shliach. Hachanam Yisrael shadokav l'kvein gal yadayte de nichale ba'ovet chachovim. V'yiras ovet chachovim polach lo shlichosa didei ka'ovid. Oh, so now let's get back in the Note of Yehuda on page 17. Vinei kevin shir isi shir din hazeh ein lo shaychus lepulpulo shal maloso. Okay, we got that. He says like this. Oh, so then the Gemara asked the Kasha, but maybe they only wanted to worship the eagle, but not other Avodah Zaras. So then he quotes the Pasuk, Ela Elohecha She'ivu Lelukus Harbe. Right? Oh, so here, so the Note of Yehuda has a Kasha, four lines from the bottom, page 17, fourth column. Lefize Kasha, Kevin of Dula Egel Beshituf. Im kein kosher mei am rachman shrim to sun beish ha in adam osa dov shein shalo He says, true, they worshipped. So you want to say that they were Megala Das when they were, that there was Nichalu when they worshipped the Egel. But the Egel, they only worshipped the Shituf. So who says that Nichale even not Meshituf? So in Ken Kosha, my Omer Achmar Ashrayim Tisrufun Beish, Ha'ino de Moshe Dovash Eino Shalom. The Vekle Meimek Shechotu Beigel Golu Tatay Du Nichalu, Dilma Meshituf Nichalu. Shalom Meshituf Lo Nichalu, Lo Vdil Egel El Meshituf. But the Ashrayim weren't necessarily Meshituf. So there they were just bowing down to Asherah. So who says that the fact that they worship the Egel, that's a Giloy Das, that Nichlu to the Asherah, but the Egel is Meshitif, this is not Meshitif. Mizeh Bukhach Dagmara, Sviru Lei, the Osam Nochrim, She Ovdu As Asherah, So Ovdu Gam Kei Meshitif. Oh, so it must be, Shukul Pilpul, it must be that when they worship the Asherah, it was Meshitif. Agoyim are mitzuve b'shituf, but the word is once they were oved b'shituf. So if they were oved b'shituf, and Yisraelim were megala das that nichalei b'shituf, so they become the shluchim of the Israel, and they become aser. Ah, b'kasha ha'ein shliach l'dvar avera. It's called pilpul. He's saying that the Gemara says that the reason why the Asherahs were aser, because once we worship the Egel, so we show we were nichale, so then they can aser. Ah, but we were only nichale the Shituf, and they were worshipping Shalom Shituf. Shal Korcha must be that they were worshipping also B'Shituf. And they were worshipping B'Shituf, and we were Nichalei B'Shituf then also. Aben Ein Odom also Ein Shliach L'Dvar Veira. So it must be that since the Goyim are Mitzuva, so Memela, like Ravina said, that the Shliach Slav Bav Chiyuva, so then Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Veira. That's the Chacham. So he says, "Yeah, yeah." Yine ani omer the kesher chevel mechevel, beniva beniva. Zegufa benolei lachacham azed the ein hanochem mitzuvim al shituf. Avshe dovezer murgal b'fikham chacham shecham mitzuv al shituf. Zekam svar midrashos v'agodesh tamzu v'agdomazu. Ani egrati v'lo mitzasi dovezer lo b'shnei talmudim bavli mishalmi lo b'shnei mechon migdolim mishonim. He says, "Ilu hayaze emes havalei la Rambam lahavi pilchas melachim lepsach halacha shein nochim tzuva avarazor b'shituf." Lamaze hishmid dinze gamu muchach de ein chiluk beovedo avarazor ben Yisrael nochim. The brayse mufreshim b'sechas Sanhedrin. So he says, first of all, so this is his famous line. He says he doesn't think it's true because he doesn't think it's true that Goyim are mitzuv al shituf. He says, where do you get that from? That toisus? Nearly the mashin is pashin dover zelom mashin benoch musar al shituf hay alpi toos shor batos b'sechas b'choris. Because that same toisus that we had in Sanhedrin, he quotes from b'choris and that Ramah. So he says, this is not true. Avada the mitzuv el shituf. So what's pshat in the Tosfos? Avada be'emes lo kein b'kavonis a Tosfos ramahu. First word line is the ma. The ma shem shtatev shem shemayim v'dover acha b'shvua ein ze over avodazor ma mishrach shem shtatev shem shemayim v'dover acha. Ain't a core b'shem Elohim, ain't Omer Kaili Ainiato, Raksha Maskiru B'shem Osso, B'shem Shemayim B'derech Kovod. So this is his famous word. He says to worship b'shituf, even Tosfos holds as asur. But maybe to be nishba b'shituf, so maybe for Yisrael is asur, for Akum maybe that's mutar. That's what he wants to say. Because, in other words, it's a special gzeiras akosuv that we have, u'bishmo tishaveh, that a yid could only be nishba b'shem Hashem. That's the Rambam we learned. B'shmo tishaveh. But to worship every, but that's if you're nishba. Nishba doesn't, it's not worship. Nishba just means something that you're machshiv, you're koilel and you're shvua. So maybe when Tosfos says you can cause a guy to nishba b'shituf because they're not musar, that means they're not musar to be nishba b'shituf, but they can be nishba to be worship b'shituf. So worship, so that's the big yisod of the Noda B'Yuda, that worshiping b'shituf avad is asr. And Tosfos only meant that nishba b'shituf is mutar for an akum and asr for Israel. Okay, I mean, this whole truth is the Noda B'Yuda's son. I mean, no one said, everyone says over the Yud, but you're right. This truva happened to be from the Noda B'Yuda's son. In the Welt, the Noda B'Yuda, but you're right. This truva is Noda B'Yuda's son. Ben HaMechaber. And Mamel, if that be the case, then the whole Raya that Gemara from Ravina falls off. So Achar, second column, Va'achar, Shochachti, Shavarazor, B'shituf, Gamnochim, Musorim, and the Omer, Lachochim Hazeh, Gam the Ravina Kash, Kashe Echnesua, Sherish, Shemers, Israeli Day, Avodus Hakanan, Avshaya B'shituf, Ain't Shlich Ledvar Vera, Lenochim Hebe B'nechiyuva, Gam B'shituf, Hakaimel and Shlichus Lenochri, Omeres, Yeredarko, Divir Chochim, Hazeh, Mikor Lesa, Moskar Kalam Gemosh Anochim Hayu Ovdim Hashemus Per Ben Yisrael Shluchim Shal Yisrael Hayu Ala Emes Derech Poshet Hu Shalom Itam Shlichus Nogu Mo Vedive Hagemar Hu Mit Palchu La Egel Golu Datayu Du Nichulu Kavaros Hagemar Keim Shi Ivu La Lukus Harbe Hava Nichulu B'chol Avodu Saknanim Nasnu Rishus La Knanim La Avod La Hashemus Shal Yisrael U'mukzokus Lahem. So it's not a din Shlichus. It's if I give you Rishus, then you can ask it. So it wasn't a din of shlichus, a din of rishus. So you don't have to come on to that whole thing. So this is a fundamental machloikus. What's pshat in the Tosfos? Is Tosfos saying it midin that a goy is only musar on worshipping? It goes Musar only if he worships other Avodah Zarah alone, but if he's Mishtatev Shem Shemayim, then it's not a problem. That's the way the Marsha was learning, and perhaps others in that Tosfos. And the way the Yehuda says, he thinks it's a Tos. That Avada, they can't worship B'shituf, but they have a Kula that they can be Nishba B'shituf. And therefore, we don't have an Isser to be guarding them to be Nishba B'shituf. It doesn't matter whether the eagle was a din of shituf or not. The question is.
But that's the whole logic that goyim worship the shiro shituf makes us applicable to our case.
Yeah. Okay. But he's saying nonetheless.
Rashi in the Chumash doesn't seem to say shituf. He says the word is our mamish.
Yeah. And if you look at the Minchas Chinuch for a second, page 21, he discusses this. He says, "Hinek tas b'chaber tofsu desfilu la tois dem benoch musal avod avodazar b'shituf." And then he says, "A problem with that is the Gemara. There's one Gemara that we skipped that we have in the packet here. There's this Gemara." That says on page 19 in Avodah Zarah Nun Gimel Amud Beis, Here it is, 1 second. Wait, 1 second, let me before 1 second. No, I'm sorry, I meant... What did I mean? Yeah, I meant the Nun Vav Amud Beis in Sanhedrin, page 5. Because the verse says, "V'tani ba'ak v'dvorim shebezdin shel Yisrael v'misim ala ben noch musar leim." Ein bezdin shel Yisrael v'misim, ein ben noch musar leim. So anything that a bezdin shel Yisrael is meimis aleim, then ben noch is musar leim. Right? So if a bezdin is made misan shituf, then how can you say that a benoch is not musar? A benoch is not going to be right. So that's what the mechas chinuch asks. How can you say the pshat? If King Yisrael nerag, if over bed is an inyan, can benoch mavada gam can nerag? Kol shem bezdin shem Yisrael misan and benoch is musar. So then he says that maybe that's not the pshat. Maybe the pshat is that he could gorim him to be nishba. Then he says, Then he says, but you could say that maybe Yisrael is also b'shituf, but it doesn't mean that he gets an onish. Maybe it's still a more kal thing for Yisrael. Yeah, ni gan kein avol chomer the mashve ever mekono. Yikol mokum ein chomer kol kachem omnish b'shem acher b'chulin. Yesh lomer gan Yisrael in mokim b'shtatos. So this is a fundamental machis, and then there's a tshuva here in Rabbi Akiva Eiger, where he also, as Rabbi Berger pointed out, assumes like they know the Yehuda. You take a look. But the Sefer told us Noach, a new Sefer that came out. On the last page, he has a discussion. Someone wrote an Ian Dicker Sefer on the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Like every all the Zayin Mitzvahs and has all the Londis about the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. So I figure I was preparing this packet, the library just got the Sefer, and let's see what he says on this topic. So he quotes it on the Yudhi Rabbi Akiva Eiger. How could it be? So B'nei Noach L'Musar Al-Vodaz B'Shituf. If you hold like that shot, that's why they said the different way. They said he is Musar. So he says, Yashiv Shita Sasovim Shabanoch Suvala Shitov, last paragraph, Shalom Homer, the Savid Ovas Shitov, Enal Zeshem, Shalavarazar Behepsa. The Shitov Mitzarat will not have a Varazara, Elamashi Swam Suvim Zahum Shem Shesh Dinosov, Shalamunu Biuchar Hashem. Maybe that's not. A Varazara is when you worship another thing. That's Avodah Zarah. Shituf is not Avodah Zarah, because you're worshipping Hashem. There could be a separate Isser of Bilti Hashem Levado. that you have to have emunah b'yichud Hashem. And maybe the makor is not from the regular that you get, you die for shituf, is not from the regular pasuk of Avodah Zarah, but from the pasuk Zovech Hashem Yochram, you must, built in Hashem Levadu. But that's not an issa of Avodah Zarah. That's a separate issa. Maybe the heftz of Avodah Zarah is only when you worship an idol. When you mishtatef, so for Goy is mutter, and for Israel is a special new issa of built in Hashem Levadu, Zovech Elokim Yochram, built in Hashem Levadu. And Mimela, that klal was only said by Avodah Zarah, that kol she Yisrael memisim aleha ben Noach Musar aleha. But since this is memisim aleha, but not midin Avodah Zarah, midin Zorech Elohim Yochram, then this klal doesn't apply. In other words, if you worship other gods together with Hashem, then you'll die, you get killed. Beltil Hashem levadu. So he wants to say that maybe that's a separate, that's not a, in other words, maybe the Isra of Shita of Israel is not midin of Avodah Zarah per se, but it's midin this a new Isra.
So it's interesting, that's the concept that Moshe made a little
bit of the Kohen Yehiyah. Is the Kohen Yehiyah, right. Yeah. Of Talaki?
When you see Marsha, doesn't come like Talaki,
well, he says they're not Musar, no?
Well, it doesn't say Musar, the same exact shot. They're not Musar in the shame.
Shit. Maybe. Okay, this is still in over al Fnei Ivik, in the Nidach, and Sor al Ashikif. Maybe not. Okay. So that's the story of Ashikif for today. Okay, we'll go back to more masks and things. We'll get to the show. Yeah, so this obviously has all the discussion of churches, because if you assume that they believe in God, they just have the holy, holy, so then maybe it's not a base of, if you're saying it's, maybe it's not a base of Avodah Zarah, but...
Yeah, that would generate a lot of pools.
So, right, that would generate, right. Right, but if you assume the other way, assuming that it's a base of Avodah Zarah, or having this hanacha that it's... Like the Navi Hud and Rabbi Gimel. Right. Good. Okay, we'll daven mincha. Let's daven mincha. Shkoyach.
The Beis Yitzchak is out.